Let's bring in, speaking of veterans, he is a grizzled veteran. Wonder if he could still.
He could still play, probably.
You know what? Let's bring in Ed Jovanovski.
How many minutes?
Jovokop. If you had to play an exhibition game right now, could you keep up? Could you keep up?
No.
Really?
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning to you
morning.
As well.
Eddie's
putting you right on the fire.
Eddie, you're the politest guest we have because you always say good morning to us, right? The guy's just grumpy. You're always polite.
You know what? I do watch the game. Like I was watching Vancouver last night, and I fell asleep at 1-1.
Yeah, you're not alone.
You're not the only one.
But I'm looking at a game, and I'm like, you know what? You kind of it's this time of year where you got to get that itch. You know, I can play. Then you see guys, you know, what they're doing on the ice. Like Hughes, I heard you guys talking earlier. He's a special talent. I mean, the guy literally, he does look like a 10-year veteran. Handles the puck with poise. He's got control. Makes the game look easy. I think he's the type of player, as he goes, this team is going to go. And it's kind of fortunate to say, you know, being a kid still, that's going to be the case. But going back to the first part, probably not. The game's too quick and my body's too broken down.
You can't give us 5 minutes on the blue line? Like, we just need a
couple of shifts. 5 minutes on the PP.
Yeah. Not, you're not killing a penalty. give us the PP.
One-timer pass. Hey, you know what? We want to break down more things about the Canucks, but you just said something that I think is very interesting, and you may not be aware of this because it only happened a couple of hours ago, but you said at this time of year, your body gets the itch and you're ready to go. The news out of Winnipeg that Dustin Byfuglien is thinking about retiring. He's 34. He's had a long run. He's put some miles on his body, how he's played the game. Do you think that's it, that mentally right now, would you assume athletes, if they don't have that itch, you're going, hey, man, I don't know if I can pull this off again.
Right. It possibly could be. And you know, I heard the news, you know, a week ago when or a few days ago, whatever it was, when they came out, said he'd some time and, you know, to get away for a bit. And so you start wondering, and you look at his age, kind of mid-30s, has had a long run, kind of been through a lot, doesn't necessarily play the game soft. You know, so he, you know, big guy, hits guys, gets hit, is playing 25 minutes plus a night, playing in all key situations. This time of year, heading into training camp, as a young player, you're kind of ready to go. I from personal, you know, experiences, you know, mid-30s, although I did love the game and couldn't wait to get there, it's a grind getting to that spot, you know, to get through physicals, to get through training camp, you know, their long hours. So I can see if that's the case, mentally drained, physically beat up, that he doesn't want to put his body through that again. I can see it. I mean, just saw it in another sport with Andrew Luck. I mean, 29 years old. Had everything kind of in front of him, but you go down the list of his injuries, and it's like, oh my God, this guy's been through like a war, you know, trying to get healthy, you know, trying to play the game at a high level.
Ed Jovanovski with us here on Sportsnet 650. That Luck comment, you know, and it's funny because Perry just mentioned this a few minutes ago, but the situation with Andrew Luck seemed to be a real eye-opener for a lot of people going, you know, well, he makes a lot of money, but, well, wait a second. Wow, I mean, he's 29, and this is where he's at after all of this. It seemed to be an eye-opener, not just for the general public, but am I right in saying that for fellow athletes, no matter what sport it is, it's like, yeah, you know what, man, I get where you're coming from because I've been there. Agreed?
Yeah. 100%, James, and I think now as me being, you know, 42, I look at my health and saying, God, am I going to be okay moving forward? At 29, I probably didn't think of that. 25, at 19, I certainly didn't think, you know, down the road, is my body going to be okay to live a normal life? I see that in glimpses now with my hips. I can barely, you know, bend down to tie my shoelaces. I can't do activities that I used to do before. And then, hey, listen, this is something that I got into this sport. I knew what I'm getting into. But I think the mentality of these players now is a bit different. I mean, Andrew Luck has made a lot of money. He's a Stanford grad, smart guy. He's got to grew up in a great family. 29, he's had a good run. Yeah, I mean, he leaves $150, $200 million on the table by walking away early. But what's money matter when you can't, you know, operate yourself? My dad's got Alzheimer's. He's 70 years old. It's a shame. He's like a fourth grader. It's the saddest thing to see. And do I think about that? I worry about it too. So is it worth? I mean, it's kind of that fine line. I mean, your body is everything, and your mind, and be able to move forward and enjoy your family.
Ed Jovanovski joins us as he does every Wednesday morning. And Ed, thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of people, hey, they see you as number 55, and they hear you on Wednesdays, and you're golfing, and Bert joins us, and it's, these guys have had the greatest life, and they don't see the sacrifices. So you know, for you bending over and getting a shoe, what other things that if your body just doesn't allow you to do, and what we would assume somebody who's sitting at a desk and is 45 goes, I can do that, that you go, actually, I can't because of what I did for a living?
Right. I mean, it's a physical game, and there's going to be injuries, and I've had a long list of injuries that have contributed to where things are today. But I'm not looking back and saying, hey, you know, why didn't I take care of it at that time? Because you know what? And we talked about this at length before. A lot of the times as a player, I'm good to play. You're never going to get that hold back. You're never going to get that hold back from an organization saying, hey, listen, sit back, you're not playing. I do think that it might have changed now, especially with head injuries. You know, the protocol is totally different. But there's times where I was 20, 30%, and you find a way to go out there and play. You take a Toradol shot, and you go out there, and you got liquid courage in you, and you go out and play. And you deal with the how the body feels the next day. So, hey, it is what it is. I mean, hockey has given me everything, given my family everything, and we just kind of roll with it now.
Ed Jovanovski with us here on Sportsnet 650. Man, this is as revealing, I think, you could ask for somebody in your position to kind of open up about that. So you certainly empathize with where Big Buff's coming from and where his head's at right now in his mid-30s and what we saw from Andrew Luck just a few weeks ago.
James, one other thing. I there's a couple things that, you know, former players you're going to see don't have issues with. As a player, get as much money you can and sign those big deals because there's a shelf. And also, take care of your body. You know, when things aren't going well, you know, take that extra time to get right before you start playing again. And you can also sympathize for these players, Andrew Luck and Buff, what they're feeling. So I don't think his fellow colleagues are looking around saying, oh, he's a wuss. I think they understand it. They fully understand it. They see how he's played for years. So that's
what
I
give on that. Which you give a greater appreciation to guys like, you know, look at a guy like Joe Thornton, who's coming back for another year.
Yeah.
Or Jason Spezza, who's like, what, 37, 38 now. Guys who are continuing to play.
But, right. Ed, you're...
Well, the passion is there. The passion is there. There's no, I'm sure, you know, Buff, you know, loves the game. I had a goal. I wanted to go to a 40. You know, my body just wouldn't let it. But the passion is there. You know, sometimes it's not translating to the level you need it to be at.
Do you wish, as you let people know how, your world is a little bit different because of the sacrifices of your body, do you wish that you would have had someone or did someone tell you who had played the game that, hey, man, just worry about your health more? Or are you so driven when you're in the moment, as you said, you're 20 or 30%, give me a shot, let me get out there?
Yeah, there's two people in my life that have said that to me. It's my mom and dad.
Was it?
You know. So I think when deep down your mom and dad are gonna tell you on a love side, hey, listen, be careful. You know, I'm in Phoenix. I had my face, you know, crushed in, and I had plates to rebuild my left side of my face, my orbital bone, and my mom's like, listen, son, enough. Okay, mom, you know, it's a freak accident, you know, stuff happens. But listen, I think nowadays I'm not sure how it is, what kind of, advice players are getting. I think they're doing a great job trying to clean up the game. to make it fair, to make it respectable where guys aren't running at each other. Unfortunately, it's still a physical game. Guys are going to get hurt. But at a young age, you're doing something you love, and you want to do it as long as you can. You know, on the other side of it, being retired, I mean, out for a few years, you know, retirement can be tough as well.
Yeah.
You're searching for things to do.
Changing gears for a second here with Ed Jovanovski on Sportsnet 650. We were just talking to Mike Liute earlier this morning. He's the, you may remember him from the Canada Cup days back when, but also represents Mikko Rantanen and also represents Patrick Laine. We just talked to him a few minutes ago. He said the comparable for his client in Colorado or for Rantanen is Mitch Marner based on the deal he signed. 87 points last year for Rantanen, 30-plus goals. But, I mean, you know, you're talking almost a $5 million gap between him and maybe the Avs' best player. Definitely the Avs' best player, Nathan MacKinnon. Does that make sense at all, though, with the market?
Well, if you're looking at the numbers, these guys fall into those exorbitant amount of money. I think Rantanen, watching him play, we're talking about Rantanen now, not Laine.
Yeah, Rantanen.
I think I really enjoy watching him play. I mean, the guy's a gamer. He plays a North American style game. You know, his number, 87 points. I mean, you gotta put them, you gotta put him up there. I mean, I don't know if you want to lock him on a long term deal. It's going to cost you that big money.
And what is it?
How Vancouver got that 3-year bridge deal at $6 million is a pretty good deal.
That's a win for Vancouver, isn't it?
Sure, it is.
All right.
On the other side, yeah. Mike Lute's client is Patrick Laine, who pretty much dissed his entire team and his line mates yesterday in a
brutal
comment. Yeah, you know, you tell me. You've played this game a long time. You just said that was brutal. Yeah. What are they saying in the dressing room, not with microphones in front of it, about a comment like that?
Yeah, whether it was misconstrued or what, who knows? Usually someone pipes up and says, listen, well, you know, I'm sorry. It was misconstrued. I didn't mean it that way. But listen, your negotiations are what they are. They're gone. You know, let's not bring in your line mates or the guys you play with, because at the end of the day, these are the guys getting you the puck. These are guys getting in the corners, working and getting you the puck. So just kind of be quiet. Let the negotiations take place, and you're going to get your big money at the end of the day. And you don't have to feel like a donkey coming back into the dressing room seeing these guys. You know,
nobody wants to be a donkey, right, Eddie?
Nah, I mean, you open your mouth, you come in now. I don't know, you know, how this kid is wired, but I know if I say something stupid, I got to face, you know, the big music, you know, by the most important people that are around me every day, and those are my teammates. You know, might be able to fool someone else, but you ain't fooling your teammates. And I don't know how what he's done to rectify this already, if he's even had, you know, done so, but I think he's probably going to owe some apologies.
You ever play with someone who had to get up in the middle of the room and apologize to the team for maybe a comment he made that might have been misconstrued, or just said, hey, man, I want to clear the air, boys?
Not in training, not in like contract negotiations. I do have one quick story of Ilya Bryzgalov at the time when he was kind of, you know, coming up for a new deal, and we knew he was going to get big money, and he came into the locker room, and we're winning the game, and we ended up losing. He gave up 3 goals. Came into the room yelling at everyone. I remember Shane Doan picking up the Gatorade bottle and throwing it at him. And then Nick Boynton getting in his face and saying, listen, be careful what you say. You know, we're the guys that are making you succeed. You know, so you're a teammates. Everyone's on the same page. Everybody's pulling together. We didn't expect as a team in Phoenix to give up 4 goals and lose that game. You know, but, you know, he had the courage enough to get up and rip on individuals. And Shane Doan, who was a soft-mannered guy, got up, and I saw his side of Doan I've never seen before.
Oh, farm boy coming out. So did Ilya apologize?
I kind of liked it, too. Kind
of
liked it.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
If you're going down a back alley, People wouldn't think I want Shane Doan by my side, but boy, I tell you what.
Shane Doan in a water bottle. That's what you want. I covered Nick Boynton in junior. Yeah, that's about Nick Boynton. That's how he rolls. Jovo, this was outstanding, man. Really appreciate you opening up like you did, and this is why we love having you every Wednesday. So thanks for doing this, buddy.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
There he is, Ed Jovanovski, Jovo Cop, one of the greatest defensemen in Canucks history, talking all things Quinn Hughes, Brock Besser, Rantanen, and his own personal health and battles, just what Big Buff's going through.
I tell you, as I said, he's 42. He can't bend over and tie his shoes. I don't think he wanted to get into more stuff that he's unable to do because of it. And he says, there he is, worrying about his body. His father has Alzheimer's, and that's tough to see. And you kind of get that perspective of how much is enough and what's the most.